Welcome to the Harvest USA podcast, where we offer the transformative hope of the gospel to those impacted by sexual sin. Our passion is to equip the church to think biblically about God's design for sexuality, repentance, and life in Christ.
Think about Joy to the World. Have you ever noticed how even the most upbeat Christmas carols stir the ache of unsatisfied longings? Let's consider how our holiday aches point to our ultimate hope. Proverbs teaches, hope deferred makes the heart sick. So while we sing, no more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground, we know these things are still happening. In Advent services, we hear the prophetic passages and hope in the promises while living in a fallen world where violence, disease, and death still have the last word. Now, lest this video feed your post-Christmas blues, I'm going to point you to the hope behind this ache. In the first century, Israel eagerly awaited the Messiah to free them from foreign oppressors and bring healing to the world. God began that process in sending Jesus, but the work is far from finished. We're living in the middle of the story, what theologians call the already not yet, awaiting his return. Consider these implications of the holiday ache. First, be encouraged. Your ache is a sign of life. Just as the Spirit groans within us and all of creation groans as in childbirth, waiting for the renewal, your holiday ache is homesickness for your ultimate home. C.S. Lewis wrote, "If you experience a longing nothing in this world can satisfy, it must mean that you were created for another world. Your ache evidences the Spirit within you longing for the life to come." Second, be honest about the ache with God and others. He invites you to cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. It matters that you talk about the things swirling inside you. Listen, people who love you aren't content with vague answers when you're clearly struggling. They want to know your heart. It's a cop-out to treat God differently because He already knows what you're feeling. Talk to Him. In our heart cries, we learn by the Spirit's presence, He is the God of all comfort. Further, talk to others about the ache. Sexual sin is isolating. We turn inward to find ways to medicate pain. Growth and healing means deepening intimacy with others. Let people in. Third, don't forget the already. How is He calling you right now to take part in making His blessings flow as far as the curse is found? We're invited to be active participants ushering in His kingdom. How might your ache be an opportunity to act? Are there relationships where you need to pursue reconciliation? Difficult people for you to love for the sake of the lover of your soul? Ways to show generosity, serve others, or help the poor? Don't shrink back from a broken world, but work to overturn the curse by the power of the Spirit. Finally, flip the ache on its head through thanksgiving. God's promises mean it won't always be this way. Give Him thanks that one day every tear will be wiped away. In the wonderful words of John Donne, "Death, thou shalt die." Like the rush of relief when waking from a nightmare, the aching of this world will only enhance the joy and glory of the life to come. As we prepare to celebrate the coming of a new year, rejoice with me in the hope of the new heaven and earth that is right around the corner.